Inland Empire. We are like the spider. We weave our life and then move along in it. We are like the dreamer who dreams and then lives in the dream. This is true for the entire universe. From the Upanishads. When we began, there wasn't any Inland Empire. There wasn't anything. I just bumped into Laura Dern on the street, discovering that she was my new neighbor. I hadn't seen her for a long time, and she said, "David, we've got to do something together again." And I said, "We sure do. Maybe I'll write something for you, and maybe we'll do it as an experiment for the internet." And she said, "Fine." So I wrote a 14-page monologue, and Laura memorized all 14 pages. And it was about a 70-minute take. And she was so phenomenal. I couldn't release it on the internet because it was too good, and it drove me crazy because there was something about this that held a secret for more. And I would ponder over this thing, and something more would emerge, and that would lead to another scene. But I wouldn't know what in the world it was, and it didn't really make much sense. But then another idea would come for another scene, and maybe this one, the third one, was very far removed from the first two, even though the second was quite a jump from the first. One day we were getting ready to shoot a scene called The Little House, which involved Laura and my friend Krzysztof, an actor from Poland. Krzysztof arrived in Los Angeles fresh from Poland, and the Camera Image Gang brought him over to my house. When he got out of the car, he was wearing these goofy glasses, and he smiled and pointed to the glasses. So I got the idea that he planned to wear these things in the scene, and I said, no, Krzysztof. And he said, "I need a prop, I need a thing." So I went into my office and opened up the cupboard and saw a little piece of broken tile. I saw a rock and I saw a red light bulb, but very transparent like a Christmas light. I took these things out and offered him a choice. "Take one of these, Krzysztof." And he picked up the bulb. I put the other things away. I wasn't going to let him have those anymore. I just gave him the bulb. So we went out to the small house, and Krzysztof came out from behind a tree with the red bulb in his mouth. And that's how we shot the scene. So one thing led to another. I really had this feeling that if there's a unified field, there must be a unity between a Christmas tree bulb and this man from Poland who came in wearing these strange glasses. It's interesting to see how these unrelated things live together, and it gets your mind working. How do these things relate when they seem so far apart? It conjures up a third thing that almost unifies those first two. It's a struggle to see how this unity in the midst of diversity could go to work. The ocean is the unity, and these things float on it. And I thought, well, obviously, there's got to be a way that these relate because of this great unified field. There couldn't be a fragment that doesn't relate to everything. It's all kind of one thing, I felt. So I had high hopes that there would be a unity emerging, that I would see the way things all related one to another. But it wasn't until halfway through that suddenly I saw a kind of form that would unite the rest, everything that had come before. And that was a big day. That was a good day because I could pretty much say that it would be a feature film.